Podcast 25 on Replay AV 8.03 with the Jaws 8 screen reader for the blind. I'm going to show you to the best of my ability on how to record the audio like an external audio source. And I'm going to be showing you the audio source coming out of my DirecTV Philips DSR 704 TiVo box from DirecTV. Just to start from the beginning, I have a composite RCA jacks. There's three jacks on the back of the TiVo. On the back of the TiVo, it has a, you know, one video output jack and two audio output jacks, a left and right. And the white, I think, is the left output for the audio, and the red colored output is the right audio output. Basically, I have it connected to the back of the TiVo, a RCA composite cable, and on the other end of the cable I have a like an adapter, and it has two female audio inputs, a left and right, I guess. And I connect this cable that's coming out of the TiVo to this adapter, the left and right RCAs for the audio. And on the other end of this adapter, there's a male 1/8 inch plug. And from my computer, the sound card, I have a 1/8 inch male plug going into the line in of the sound card. And on the other end of this cable, there's a female 1/8 inch jack, and that plugs into the male adapter that I explained to you a few seconds ago. This setup is going to vary from computer to computer user, so that's how I have it. And you can record your TV's audio, by the way I'm showing you, the connection way I just showed you. Right now I have it all set up, the connections. And I'm on the desktop, I believe.
PC cursor, title is desktop.
I'm going to go to the Replay AV icon on the desktop.
R, recycle bin.
Let me show you something else before we go there. I'm going to go to the sound card. Press the Windows logo key.
Start menu. Set program access and defaults. To move through items, press up or down arrow. S.
Press the letter S for settings.
S. Settings submenu. S.
Open it. Right arrow.
Control panel. C.
Press enter on control panel.
Enter. Leaving menus. Control panel. List view. Not selected. Accessibility.
You're in a list view. Press the letter S till you hear sounds and audio devices.
S, scanners and S, schedule S, secure S, software S, sounds and audio devices.
Press enter.
Enter. Sounds and audio devices properties dialog. Volume page. Device volume.
Do a shift tab.
Shift tab. Volume tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
If you're not sure what dialog is open, do an insert T, as in tango.
Title is sounds and audio devices properties pages volume.
We're in the volume page. So right arrow till you hear sounds. I mean, audio. The audio tab.
Sounds tab. Audio tab. The switch pages. Press control tab.
We're in the audio tab, so press the tab key one time.
Tab. Sound playback default device colon combo box. Create a VSB Audigy LS 1 of 1. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Alt
this,
plus C. Sound
this.
Playback default device colon combo box. Create a VSB Audigy LS 1 of 1.
This is my sound card. Yours is going to vary. Keep pressing the tab key.
Tab. Sound playback volume dot 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 button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus V. Tab. Sound playback advanced dot 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 button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus N. Tab. Sound recording default device.
You look for the sound recording. Tab again one more time till you hear.
Tab. Sound recording volume dot 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 button to act.
Sound recording volume dot 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 button is what you want. Press the space bar.
Space. Record control dialog. What do you hear? Balance colon volume.
You're in the record control volume.
Title is record control.
The record control. Properties.
Title is record control.
Record control, record control. Right now I'm on the what you hear. That's what my sound card has. Checkbox.
Select checkbox not checked. The check press space bar.
I'm gonna shift tab so you can hear that again.
What you hear volume colon up down slider 50% to increase or decrease.
What you hear and the volume slider. The checkbox is not checked.
Select checkbox not checked. The check press space bar. Alt plus S.
Tab again. You should hear microphone. This is going to vary from PC to PC sound card.
Microphone volume colon up down slider 50% to increase or decrease. Use the arrow keys. Select checkbox checked. Microphone volume colon up down slider. Select checkbox checked.
The microphone checkbox is checked.
Advanced button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus A.
Tab again.
Line dash and volume colon up down slider 82% to increase or decrease. Use the arrow keys.
Let's see what it does when I do insert tab.
Line dash and volume colon up down slider 82% to increase or decrease. Use the arrow keys.
I'm in the line in volume area. And if I tab one more time, the checkbox for the line in is going to be unchecked.
Select checkbox not checked. The check press space bar. Alt plus S.
If I press the space bar on the line in checkbox, you're going to hear my TV's audio coming through. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to press space bar on the line in checkbox, and we should hear our TV sound.
Space,
on
rats.
Thank you, Douglas.
Ms. Ostrowski.
Yes.
You are suing Producers Club Theaters and Benjamin Colbert for $5,000 that you say you are out as a result of poor theater conditions that
Absolutely.
You rented from him.
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
Basically, what I did was I wrote
okay.
an entire musical as well as the songs.
Idea.
I produced it myself,
I'm
and I had found Producers Club
to
put
back
my
to the microphone
play on.
And was this
box.
The first time that
Line
you had rented from Producers Club?
Yes, absolutely.
And Producers Club exactly
checked,
is what?
Space checked.
And we turned off the line-in sound from our TV. Okay? I'm going to leave it the microphone checkbox checked for now. I'm going to do Alt-F4.
Alt-F4. Sounds and Alt-F4. Control panel. List view. Sounds and audio. Alt-F4.
And
Windows M. Desktop.
We're going to go. We're on our desktop.
Title is desktop.
I just showed you that just in case you hear your external audio sound coming through your speakers. If you don't know how to get rid of it, just go to the information I just told you the last 5 or 7 minutes explaining how to go to the sound card. Okay? That's the way I do it. Let's run replay AV.
R, replay AV 8.
Press enter.
Enter. Replay A slash V dialog to navigate. Use tab. Replay A slash V dialog. Minimize button to active.
Replay AV's running. We're going to, I need to do the following now. I want to do a line in recording. So let's see how we're going to do it. I'm going to press Alt plus S, as in Sierra.
Alt S, menu, shows menu, add radio show to move through, add radio station, add TV station, T.
I'm using the down arrow key here.
Add media pack, add podcast, add show manually, A.
I think I'm going to use that. Add show manually.
Add show manually.
Press the enter key.
Enter, leaving menus, edit show properties, colon, new show dialog, basic page, name of show, colon, edit, new show, type in text.
Let's call this line in TV.
L-I-N-E space I-N space TV.
Do an insert up here.
Name of show colon edit line in TV.
Tab.
Tab. URL colon edit type in text.
There's no URL here, so leave it blank.
Tab. After recording, convert to colon combo box. Nothing dash leave as is. 1 of 37. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Leave it as is.
Tab. Record now. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Tab. Tune for live TV. Checkbox not checked. To check,
keep
press spacebar. Tab. Okay. Tab. Cancel. Tab. Help. But tab. Basic tab.
We're back on the basics tab. Right arrow.
Recording tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
We're on the recording tab. Tab one time.
Tab. Capture by recording audio output. Left parent speakers. Mic line dash and right parent radio button not checked. 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Listen to this. Do an insert up here.
Capture by recording audio output. Left parent speakers. Mic line dash and right parent radio button not checked. 1 of 3.
And that's what we want. We're going to press the space bar because we're doing a line in.
Space.
Let's see.
Capture by recording audio output left parent speakers. Mic line dash and right parent radio button check 1 of 3.
It checked for us.
Capture by recording audio output left parent speakers. Mic line dash and right parent radio button check 1 of 3.
Let's see if insert tab works for accessibility.
Capture by recording audio output left parent speakers. Mic line dash and right parent radio button checked 1 of 3.
It
to
is.
Change the selection, press up or down
That's
arrow.
Good. Tab again.
Tab. Type colon combo box. General streaming audio. 1 of 7. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
We need to change this to line in. So down arrow in the combo box.
Windows media left parent audio right parent.
Down arrow.
Real left parent audio right
Keep
parent.
Down arrowing to hear line in, I believe.
External input left parent line in or mic right parent.
That's what we want. In external input. Here it is again. Insert up here.
External input left parent line in or mic right parent 4 of 7.
Okay. Tab.
Tab. Audio recording method colon combo box. What do you hear? 1 of 6. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
This is called the audio method.
Audio recording method colon combo box. What do you hear? 1 of 6. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Okay. The audio recording method. We need to choose line in here. So down arrow.
Microphone.
No.
Line dash in.
Line dash in. That's what we want. So tab.
Tab. Test methods button to activate. Press space bar.
Keep tabbing.
Tab. OK button to act. Tab. Cancel. Tab. Help button to activate. Press space bar. Tab. Recording tab.
Back around on the recording tab. Let's review all the settings we put so far in the recording tab page properties. Okay. Here we go.
Tab. Capture by recording audio output left parent speakers. Mic line dash and right parent radio button checked. 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
That's correct. We're doing line in. Tab again.
Tab. Type colon combo box. External input left parent line in or mic right parent. 4 of 7. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
That's correct. Keep tabbing.
Tab. Audio recording method colon combo box. Line dash in. 3 of 6. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
That's correct.
Tab. Test methods button to activate.
We're done
press
here.
Space
Keep
bar.
Tabbing till you go back to the recordings tab.
Tab. Okay, but tab. Can't tab. Help tab. Recording tab.
The next thing I need to do is find out what time it is.
10:31 a.m.
Okay, 10:31 a.m. in the morning. We're going to right arrow to the schedule tab.
Schedule tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
And Tab one time.
Tab. Unscheduled radio button checked. One of two. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Up arrow. Till you hear repeating.
Set content. None but all but weekends, weekdays. Repeating colon radio button checked. One of one.
That's what
to
I want.
To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
And today is Wednesday. So I'm going to tab.
Tab. Mon checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
The Monday checkbox not checked.
Tab. Two checkbox not checked. To check, press tab. Web checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
We want to check the Wednesday checkbox. So press the space bar.
Space checked.
We're telling it to record on Wednesday for us. And now we need to tell it what time to start and stop the TV recording.
Tab, food checkbox, tab,
keep
tab,
tabbing.
Tab, weekday, tab, second, tab, now button, tab, cancel, tab, help button, tab, schedule, tab.
We're on the schedule tab, tab one more time, and now you will hear the start and stop recording times area, because we told it repeating before.
Tab, list box, 10:28:00 a.m.
Okay, let's make sure. Do an insert F12 to see what time it is.
10:32 a.m.
Okay, we're on the start hour.
10:28:00 a.m.
Okay. We're already on the 10. Right arrow. The 10 is for the hours.
28.
That's the minutes. We'll tell it 36.
36, 10:36, 00 a.m.
Okay, 10:36 a.m. We're going to right arrow for the stop. We're going to tab for the stop time.
Tab, list box, 11:28:00 a.m. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
We'll tell it 10:38 a.m. Right now it's saying 11. So we're going to down arrow with the down arrow key.
10.
Right arrow for the minutes.
28.
Let's type in 38.
38, 0 a.m.
Let's review this. Shift tab.
Shift tab. List box. 10:36:00 a.m. To move to
tab
an item.
One
press
time.
The tab. List box. 10:38:00 a.m.
That's
to move
what we
to
want.
An item. Press shift tab. List box. 10:36. Shift tab. Schedule tab. To switch pages.
We're back on the schedule tab. Right arrow to the output.
Output tab, the switch tab, burn CDs.
We don't
after.
Need to do anything here.
Shift tab, output tab, the switch pages, press control tab.
I need to check something in the basic tab, so left arrow till you hear basic.
Schedule, recording, basic tab, the switch pages, press control tab.
Let's see if anything changed in here.
Tab, name of show, colon, edit, line and TV, type and text, tab, record to this format, colon, combo box, MP3, 1 of 5.
Okay, you get the record format.
Record to this format, colon.
Record to this format. The first option is MP3, the high quality.
MP3, 1 of 5.
Down arrow.
MP3 FM quality left parent 28 MB slash.
We'll choose the MP3 28 MB.
MP3 FM quality left parent 28 MB slash hour right parent 2 of 5.
Here are the other options.
MP3 compact left parent low quality right parent. WAV. Do not record.
Okay, you can even listen to the station without recording. The do not record.
WAV. MP3 FM quality
that's
left parent 28 MB slash hour right parent tab after record tab record now checkbox tab OK button to activate
press
space bar
on the OK
space replay A slash V hint dialog please consider testing the tab OK space minimize button to act.
Okay, we're back on the main
the phone and go from classroom
recording
to credentials in as little as 11 months. AIU, from here to your career.
We're recording.
So what
the
does
TV.
It mean for the defendant to have to try and
I'm
solve
gonna,
the eating problem?
Tab.
Well, the contract
tab,
says he has
button,
to try. It doesn't
tab,
say he has
button,
to.
Well, what does trying
tab,
mean?
List of
at least call
list
a landlord.
View, not
call the landlord. What do you think about that?
I think try is way too vague. When he made the contract, he should have said exactly what he needed to do.
Trying's dying. Going inside the courtroom.
Did you guys call a heating expert, or you're saying, hey, all I can do is call the landlord, and if the landlord does absolutely nothing, that's all I can do?
Satellite TV audio feed only.
Because we can't touch the boiler. It's not ours.
TV or
But I mean, I understand, but none of that's in your contract, you know. In your contract, would you say, is I'll use my best efforts? If your best efforts are limited to nothing more than calling the landlord and the landlord going, hey,
no,
that's not really what...
And electric heaters.
The speed electric from heaters.
But then the question is, did we have a picture of those electric
heaters? It's only recording the
TV sound. I need you, this is the trial, this is the time to do it. I need you to prove to me what capacity those heaters were, what size they were. You know, people would normally, in your position, they would come in here with either pictures of the heaters, because you could have taken pictures before coming in here. The manuals for those heaters that tell you what space it'll heat. And, you know, and the proof of how many of them. So you'd have your manager here who put them out or whatever, but you're sort of coming in here saying, just trust me, it was good enough. I mean, you know, the way I see this case is you say, well, I used my best efforts by doing two things. One is I talked to the landlord, which was apparently you could talk to the landlord or you could talk to my calculator and get the exact same response because the landlord was useless. I don't call that a best efforts kind of thing. And
notice
the other thing
recording.
You say you did was you put in adequate space heaters. You have woefully failed to prove to me that it was adequate. So I find that you are unable to prove your burden of your defense. Now let's talk about what you get and what you don't get. You don't get $900 for aggravation. Sign me up. Let me know where I can go to get doled out a couple $100 for aggravation, because I'm aggravated every day of my life. All right. You don't get $2,000 for loss of audience, because you'd have to prove that you lost $2,000 to get $2,000. Okay, you don't get that. So now let's talk about the $2,100. The $2,100 is the entire... First of all, didn't you get your security deposit back?
Yes.
Yes.
So yes. First of all, you shouldn't even be suing for $2,100. It should have been $2,000, right? Because $100 was a security deposit. So now let's talk about the $2,000.
The recording
Do you
is
get
over?
A full $2,000 refund? No. Why would you get that? You still had a venue. You
Almost
had a problem
there.
With the venue. It's worth something. It's certainly worth a refund, a rebate of your rental price. But you're supposed to be able to skate entirely? I'm going to award you a judgment, okay, of some of that money back, but not all of that money back. And what I'm going
Chief
to award
over.
You for the heat Rapid problem is $750 verdict for the plaintiff.
The recording is over. Okay.
Let's get some reaction from the defendant here. Come on in here. $750 to the plaintiff. You lose this case.
Even though the recording from the line in is over,
fair.
You're still getting the sound.
The fault was with my contract and the way it was written.
Because right now, the line in checkbox is still checked.
I didn't see it.
Oh. Right down that way.
Sound card
documents are waiting for you. All right, so come on in here. What do you think of the verdict?
Okay, I'm very satisfied. I do feel that I deserve it, or I wouldn't have gone through all of this.
The judge
obviously agrees, but you did sue for a lot more.
Yes.
And
get rid of the sound right now
portion.
After you have recorded
from your TV.
Yeah, and
that's fine.
At least
I feel that I did win, which I should have won.
You can disconnect.
And, I'm very confident.
How about the play?
The cable.
Excuse me?
How about the play?
The play
going
is
going into your sound card.
How did it go over?
It went over pretty well.
Disconnect the cable.
Absolutely, we're still going to continue.
Yeah, are we going to see it somewhere? Can we?
We're actually putting on a Long Island now.
What's the name of it?
Straight to the Top.
That's going into your.
Let's go out of the courtroom to Harvey.
Okay, Kurt. Best efforts is a very, very ambiguous term, but what it means is you have to at least make an honest effort to solve the problem.
Okay.
And that will do it for this case.
That's one way to get rid of it. Disconnect the cable that's going from the TiVo box satellite. The audio output to the input of your sound card, the line in input. Disconnect that cable. That's one way. So I'm gonna connect it back in case you don't want
to
do that.
She's been in therapy for 2 months and unable to work for 3, and it's now time for the defendant to pay up the $4,000.
Do this too.
This is the defendant, Deidre Wolf. She simply says, ha, this lady is off her rocker. She comes running over to her one day saying she scared the bejesus out of her. She never said a thing about being run over, even when the cops came. There was no mention of it. Besides, if she were actually hurt, as she's now claiming, she wouldn't have been able to come running over to her in the first place. She's accused of flattening out a pedestrian's feet.
Go to your sound mixer tab.
All parties, please raise your right hands.
Ching, ching, let that that cash register ring.
Tapping.
Maybe the music that makes the American justice system go
back. Homeowners, want to get cash and simplify your bills? Ask about a combo loan from Countrywide. It's a refi that you could use to combine your first mortgage, your second mortgage, your car loan, and all your high-rate credit card debt into one easy loan with one low monthly payment. It could save you hundreds every month. Call America's number one home loan lender now and ask for a combo loan. No one can do what Countrywide can. Apply now.
Call 1-800-643-0827.
Football's always been a part of my life. In fact, I grew up playing on a field just like this. Hi, I'm Bart Starr. Many years ago, I was a quarterback. My partner in life for 52 years is my wonderful wife, Cherry. You always need someone there behind you. That's why we chose Secure Horizons. They have Part D prescription drug coverage. They have vision and hearing benefits. And we don't pay a penny more than we're already paying for Medicare.
Get the most out of Medicare. Call now to get this free package to learn more about Secure Horizons Medicare Advantage health plans.
You just call the 800 number and they help you every step of the way. From high school to college to the pros, I've been blessed to have a great team around me. Wherever life takes you, it's always nice to have someone there by your side.
Live secure, be secure. Secure Horizons by United Healthcare. Call this number today to sign up or to find out more.
Life is full of obstacles, so if you think one of those bumps in the road requires...
What I did is find the microphone checkbox in the sounds and audio devices through the Replay AV program, and I put a check mark in the microphone checkbox to discontinue or uncheck the line in feature. Do an Alt-F4.
Alt-F4, sounds and audio devices properties dialog, audio page, sound recording volume, .. button to active.
Alt-F4 here.
Alt-F4, replay A/V dialog, settings dialog, sound mixer page, setup window, sound mixer button, tab, OK button to activate.
Tap to the OK button.
Space, list of shows, list view, graphic 995, line and TV, wed Jan 24, 10:38 a.m., wed Jan 31, 10:36 a.m., -10:30.
Okay. The next thing I'm going to show you, I think the best thing for you to do is disconnect the cable when it comes to doing the stop the line in audio from coming in anymore through your speakers. We're going to exit out of the program, Replay AV.
Tab, exit button to activate, press space, replay A/V dialog, space.
Do a Windows M as in Mike.
Windows M, desktop.
We're going to check that TV recording we just did. Go to My Computer.
Recycle bin, My Network Place, My Computer, enter, My Computer, List View, not selected.
Go to your C drive.
Replay A/V dialog, set.
Let's see.
Windows M, the home, my documents, tap, my computer, JAWS button, my computer button, enter, my computer, list view, not selected, 3-1 app, local disk left, parent C, colon.
Go to your C drive.
Enter, list view, not selected, ATI 1 of 6, to move to item.
Do a letter P for program.
P, program files, enter, list view, enter. Not selected, ahead.
Do an R for replay AV.
R, rainbow tech, replay AV 8. Enter, list view, not selected, BitTornado.
Do an R for the recordings folder.
R, recordings.
Enter.
Enter, list view, not selected.
We should see a TV line-in or line-in TV. I can't remember what I called this recording.
Petro's podcast, WSB, readme.tv. W, Petro's, line-in TV.
Okay, I called it line-in TV.
Line-in TV file folder 1/24.
Press the Enter key to open the folder.
Enter, list view, not selected, line and TV, jan24.mp3, 1 of 2, to move to items, use the
press
arrow
the space
key.
Press spacebar.
Space, line and TV, jan24.mp3, line and TV, jan24.mp3, 1 of 2.
To hear all the details, do Alt plus V as in Victor, and D as in Delta, after that. So here we go, Alt plus V.
Alt V, menu, toolbar submenu to move through items, press up or down arrow, T.
D as in Delta.
D, leaving menus, line and TV, folder view, list view.
Then do an insert up arrow, you should hear more information.
Line and TV, Jan24.mp3 1153 kb mp3 audio file, left parent mp3, right parent 1/24/2007 10:38 am 1 of 2.
Let's see how it sounds. I'm going to enter it. And Windows Media 11 will play it back, the TV recording. And we should not hear our JAWS screen reader, even though I was using my computer when we were recording the TV sound.
Enter. Windows Media Player. Windows Media.
To credentials in as little as 11 months. AIU, from here to your career.
So what does it mean for the defendant to have to try and solve the heating problem?
Well, the contract says he has to try. It doesn't say he has to.
Well, what does trying mean?
At least call the landlord.
Call the landlord. What do you think about that?
I think try is way too vague. When he made the contract, he should have said exactly what he needed to do.
Trying's dying. Going inside the courtroom.
Did you guys call a heating expert, or you're saying, hey, all I can do is call the landlord, and if the landlord does absolutely nothing, that's all I can do? I mean...
We can't call a leading because we can't touch the boiler. It's not ours.
But, I mean, I understand, but none of that's in your contract, you know. In your contract, what you say is I'll use my best efforts. If your best efforts are limited to nothing more than calling the landlord and the landlord going, hey,
no, an electric
that's
heaters.
Not really what...
An electric heaters.
The electric heaters.
By
well,
the
then
way...
the question is, does anybody have a picture of those electric heaters?
No.
I need you. This is the trial. This is the time to do it. I need you to
okay.
prove to me.
So it does not record the jaws.
Were, what size they were.
Speech,
you know,
when you do line
normally
in.
Normally in your position, they would come in here without
the
pictures of the heaters because
that.
You could have taken pictures before coming in here.
Okay.
The manuals for those heaters
so
that
do a
tell
control
you
F
what
to
space
stop
it'll
the stream.
And
control S.
Alt F4 to close Windows Media 11.
Alt F4. Line and TV. List view. Line and TV. Jan24.f.
And... I want to show you something else.
Line and TV Jan24.mp3 1153k. Back list view line and TV 1 of 4 to move to items used.
I'll show you that in another podcast. Okay, I hope this helps you. Thank you very much.